is this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show. Oh yeah, what's going on? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, effective, natural, and very convenient way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you are stuck in traffic,
crying over the loss of your favorite World Cup team,
running from the police,
skipping school,
entering a WhatsApp message,
or tanning at the beach.
Oh yeah. So let me introduce you to my co-hosts, the two guys who are always the life of the party, even when they're not there, Justin Murray and Ethan Zingo.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What is up today, fellas?
Nothing much. Where you at, Ethan?
In Barcelona, yeah.
When you said getting some sun at the beach, is that something you have been doing recently?
No, actually I went to the beach yesterday, but it was cloudy.
Oh, damn. That sucks. But didn't you have the Real Life English party at the beach? Get together at the beach there recently?
Yeah, but it was at night.
It was at night, okay.
Yeah.
So you get some moon rays.
Getting some moonlight.
So we have a lot to talk about this episode. Let's jump straight into it with today's shout out. You know you
make me wanna. Okay, to start off, we'd like to give a shout out to a member of the Real Life Radio Fluency Circle.
Wait, what's that?
Real Life Radio Fluency Circle, these are the people who our customers who have been using the transcript, who we brought together as our first group of students who were committed to guiding to true lifelong fluency. So Claudia, we've been in contact with her, and she sent us a really great email the other day. Ethan, you want to read that?
Sure. So Claudia says, your connected speech lesson is very useful. Your conversation, that's real life. I think you guys were speaking in a natural way in this lesson with a little bit of everything. And, above all, you explain it. Dude, this material is the shit. Incredible.
She must have read Chad's shit article. Because Chad explained that, didn't he?
The shit. Dudes, you are the shit. Yeah, just for those guys that don't know, when someone says something is the shit, it means it's actually really good.
But if they say it's shit,
that means it's really bad.
Exactly. So the actually changes completely the meaning.
Exactly. So thank you, Claudia, for telling us that our podcast is the shit and not shit.
I loved your email, by the way. I loved your email. I loved your story. Really excited to be working with you.
Yeah.
And get to know you personally, since we'll be doing a consultation with you on the new video feature of the Real Life Global Social Network.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That should be up and running pretty soon, right? We've got Dano working on that. Hopefully it's going to be bug free. We've had a few bugs with it. Those of you who have actually already used the social network, our new platform, Real Life Global, you've probably noticed it's not perfect yet, but we're working towards that. So hopefully within the next couple of days, maybe weeks maximum, it's going to be up and running and working perfectly.
But we've made huge strides since we launched it a month ago. It's completely different now.
What does make huge strides mean?
Well, stride is like the length of your step. So when you make strides, it's a way to say that you make big progress.
This is going to be a great way for all you guys out there to connect to everyone online. This is obviously an alternative to Facebook group, but we're going to make it pretty damn kick-ass, right? We're going to have we've already got a really cool chat, P2P chat, so you can just make new friends online.
What does P2P mean?
Peer-to-peer, I think, like peer.
Person-to-person?
Is it person-to-person? I don't know, never really knew that. I just repeated what someone else had said.
It's a technical term, I think.
Yeah. And it's going to be a great way for you guys to meet other podcast listeners and just other people who are in the Real Life English community and ultimately practice a shitload of English.
Shitload.
I just thought I'd say shitload because you referenced my article area.
Or crapload. Didn't you listen to the part about alternatives to swear words in the last article?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my potty mouth. A crapload. What was I talking about again?
Of friends, I think.
No, a crapload of English. That's right. That's why we're here, right? So you guys
can see a crapload of English. Today's episode actually talking about how to make English a part of your life.
Mm.
This is really important because if you make friends, this is an excellent way to do that.
Definitely.
I actually did an exchange with a guy who was using the social network.
Really? The Real Life Global social network?
Yeah, who was using the Real Life Global social network. We did.
Just to make sure, it's a Real Life Global social network that he's using.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Make that clear.
And we did an exchange because he's learning English, so we did an exchange between Catalan and English.
That's awesome, man.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So I recommend to anyone out there who's trying to learn English or another language, get on there and start meeting people to actually start speaking.
And we added a friend finder on there as well, which enables you to find people and search by language as well, and by place.
Yeah, language and country. So go out and make some new friends, people. We hope to see you there on Real Life Global Social Network.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Enough of that. Let's move on to today's awesome yet random news story. Alright guys, I got another random news story for you all today. And I'm just going to start off by reading out the headline, which is Michigan Sheriff Gets Rid of Orange Jumpsuits Because They Are Too Cool. Okay, first of all, Michigan, what the hell is that?
Michigan is a state.
Oh, it's a state.
I've got a lot of family from there, actually.
Okay. Michigan State. So, Michigan Sheriff gets rid of... What does to get rid of mean?
It's like to do away with, to stop using something.
Yeah.
And to discard, maybe?
Discard, mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, so the Michigan Sheriff gets rid of orange jumpsuits because they're too cool. What's a jumpsuit?
A one-piece suit that you wear to... Usually for work.
Yeah.
Like a suit and a tie, you mean?
I thought it's a suit that you used to jump up and down with. Okay, so jumpsuit is just like those things that you always see prisoners wearing on TV shows and movies, or if you've actually been to jail.
Mechanics, maybe? They use those as well.
Oh, yeah, kind of like overalls.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to overalls.
A lot of times with like manual labor, they might use these.
Definitely. All right, so let's jump into this. Get it? Jumpsuit. Inmates at the Saginaw County Jail will now wear jumpsuits with black and white stripes. A sheriff at Michigan jail is going to have his inmates start changing into stripes because all orange jumpsuits are now viewed as cool. seems like this is inspired by maybe even a new TV series which is out right now. It says here, in quotation marks, "It's because as you see shows on television like Orange is the New Black, some people think it's cool to look like an inmate of the Saginaw County Jail with wearing all orange jumpsuits out at the mall or in public." Have you guys heard of that TV series called Orange is the New Black?
I've heard of it, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I know a few students who watch it too. They say it's pretty interesting, pretty funny.
They apparently really like it.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I'll have to recommend it.
What do they mean by an inmate? What is an inmate? Inmates at the Saginaw County Jail will now be wearing black and white stripes inside the facility.
An inmate is somebody who's inside the jail. Somebody who is a prisoner.
Yeah, they're an inmate.
So you have workmate, roommate, mate, like Australian, like friend.
Sure, yeah.
Inmate.
And an inmate, yeah, someone who's in jail. And they're mates, so they're friends. Okay, so just finishing this article off here. "It's a concern because we do have our inmates out sometimes doing work in public, and I don't want anyone to confuse them or have them walk away." "The uniforms cost $11.73 a piece and usually last for about 2 to 3 years. It's pretty good quality.
Yeah.
Two to 3 years.
It's a good bang for your buck.
Oh, bang for your buck. What does that mean again?
Bang for your buck means that it's a lot of value for a small amount of money.
Sure, yeah. Would you wear a jumpsuit, orange or any other color? Would you buy that if it's good bang for your buck?
Well, Maybe now I would.
How about we make some real life English jumpsuits?
Ooh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sexy.
That would be pretty sexy. People would know if we're English teachers or inmates doing some community service.
Or just super stylish.
Yeah. And just lastly, here to finish this off, the transition to the new look is still ongoing and it's expected to be completed by the end of this year despite complaints from some of the inmates. They don't like it and they've been very verbal, he said. A lot of them have said, we don't like wearing black and white stripes, and my response is, too bad, don't come to jail.
Hey, what do they mean by the new look?
The new look, in this case, it's just their new visual, their new look, their new clothes. It's often related to maybe a trend, like a fashion trend.
Okay.
Like a new look is
new
maybe...
New style.
Yeah, new style. A new
sometimes you just get a new haircut and you have a whole new look.
Oh, yeah. So, let's move on to today's main conversation topic.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What you talking about, Ethan? You're our special guest today, Ethan. Would you like to introduce this conversational topic that we're going to be talking about today?
So today we're going to talk about how to make English a part of your life.
All right. And
so why is this important, Ethan?
So this is generally when I get new students, it's the first thing that I try to teach them is that they need to make English a part of their life. A lot of people have a misconception when learning a language that it's something that you can study, and it's really not something that you can study. We're taught this in school that it's like math or history or science, and this for me, when I was learning languages in school, it's how I always viewed it, and it was really boring. I didn't learn much. I took German in high school and was never very good at it, and then when I went to live in Germany and through other travels and learning languages, I just realized that if you want to learn a language, you have to speak it and you have to find different ways to make it fun and to really learn it how you learn your first language.
Wait, you're saying that studying a language is bad? You can't study a language?
I'm not saying studying a language is bad, but it can't be the only thing that you're doing.
Yeah, so Ethan, you're a bit of a polyglot yourself. I'm not sure if people have actually seen the video of you speaking 4 languages, right?
Yeah, I think so. I did that last summer.
Mm-hmm. How would you define, like, relating English to your life, this kind of lifestyle English? What does that look like for you?
A lot of times it's just the things that you do already and finding ways to do them in your target language. So probably for most people listening to this, finding ways to do them in English. So, for example, if you like reading, you should be reading things in English. If you like watching TV, you should find some good TV shows in English. Or if you're watching TV shows in your native language that are dubbed, then stop mm-hmm. watching that and start watching them with subtitles or even without. Sure. And anything else like that. You guys already are podcast listeners, which is a really great first step. But just finding other ways to incorporate this into your life. So you're maximizing the amount of time that you spend each day in contact with English.
So it seems like this might demand a shift or a change in perspective. Am I right?
Definitely. I mean, like I said before, I think most people, when they start taking classes with me, I notice that they have this mentality that, okay, so we're going to study grammar, right? And and how do I learn 10 new words a day? Because I need to build my vocabulary or else I won't be able to speak. And it's really changing that mentality that, no, you don't need to build your vocabulary. You need to start speaking. And by speaking, you'll build your vocabulary, you'll improve your grammar. And
apply everything you've been learning out of books, right?
Exactly.
Because it seems like there's this constant cycle of like learning, studying grammar, and then you forget it. And they have to learn the same thing over again, over mm-hmm. and over again. And it's like, they're not really learning if they don't apply it.
And I think one of the problems with this too is when you're studying too much, you're studying so much because you think, oh, I need to improve a little bit and then I'll be able to speak. But the problem with this is when you're just studying, you don't really build the confidence that you need to speak, and you're always stuck in this cycle that you need to learn a little bit more, just a little bit more. And when you go out there and you actually speak, then you're building more confidence, you don't get embarrassed as easily, and in general, you just become fluent a lot faster.
Yeah.
And just a parenthesis here, I just want to let you guys know that Ethan actually created a mini course on this, on really how to make English part of your life, a 7 or 8 part video series, if you include the introduction. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Ethan, quickly?
Yeah, so I created this mini course that is basically what I teach my new students. And it's what we've been talking about how to take your English and to how to make it part of your life. So it's actually called How to Make English Part of Your Life. And it's a 7-day course. It's really great because the videos are really short and they're just packed with the information, kind of advice that you need to start living English and not just learning it.
Yeah. Just to give these guys a little bit of a teaser, is there one piece of advice you could give us right now that would be like, oh damn, I want to see what the rest of that has. I want to know what the rest of that course has to offer.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one of my favorite parts and one of the things that I think would be the most exciting for a lot of our listeners, for a lot of real lifers, is that maybe you don't have like an event like real life, one of our parties in your city yet, and you still want to be able to meet people, and I give you some different resources to help you meet people in your city.
Yeah, yeah, and that's, I think meeting people is great because it's like, not only are you going to be practicing your English, but just like leaving your house, leaving your comfort zone, you're going to meet someone with that objective of practicing your English together. That takes some balls, right?
Yeah, I remember, I guess something that inspired me, Ethan, you started learning French in Brazil, am I right?
Yeah, I just got like really inspired, I don't know, by the French culture. I've always really liked the language. And when I was in Brazil, I think kind of just to test my own language learning and stuff, I was learning Portuguese. But to kind of stretch myself, I wanted to start learning French. It was always something I'd wanted to do. And so kind of really inspired by what I was doing with Real Life English, I was learning a lot about teaching and about learning languages and improving that. So I started learning French too, listening to a lot of podcasts, to a lot of French music. And I actually used a website called Couchsurfing to meet a French guy who was living in Brazil in Belo Horizonte doing an internship. And we actually started doing an exchange, which that not only gave me the chance to speak it and to improve my French speaking, but also just making a French friend was a huge motivation for wanting to actually improve.
Yeah, so I remember at the time you were really excited about that because you were applying kind of our methodology, our approach, your own language learning, and that was a really big breakthrough for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was huge. I'd say French really was like the first language that I learned where it really kind of opened my mind to this type of language learning where you really live it, you don't just learn it, and kind of speaking from really speaking from the very beginning, you know, not just reading, not just learning grammar, not just learning vocabulary.
Hey there, Real Life Radio listener. Sorry to interrupt the show, but we're just really excited to announce the return of the Real Life Radio Connected Speech Lessons. We stopped creating them for a while to focus on the Real Life Global Movement, a worldwide network of in-person language learning events. But we're back now, and we've taken the feedback you've given us and made these transcript lessons better than ever. We also added a vocabulary learning resource teaching the 30 most essential advanced vocabulary terms from each episode, including idioms, slang, and phrasal verbs, all with audio examples recorded by us. With the diligent use of the Real Life Radio Connected Speech Guide, you will catalyze your English to new levels by learning to understand native speakers without subtitles or transcripts, systematically building more vocabulary than you ever thought was possible, as well as dramatically improving your experience of this podcast. To learn more about it, go to the show notes of this episode or www.reallifeglobal.com/fluencycircle. That's Fluency Circle. There, you will be able to get access to the Connected Speech Lessons and become an official member of the Real Life Fluency Circle. Now, let's get back to the show. Aw, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you guys should check out this course that Ethan made. We're going to send it out pretty quick here next Monday.
Completely free.
Absolutely. And also, it's a great way for you to share with your friends and really condense what Real Life English is to a few short videos that really transmit the message.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think each video is less than 10 minutes, and if few of them are even less than 5 minutes. It's just like really powerful, condensed advice for you on how to do this, how to make English a part of your life.
With subtitles. Not that you hopefully need them.
But maybe your friends do. Your brother, your sister, your dog.
Sure.
Your grandma.
I believe there was some cool animation done on this mini course by Ludmilla.
Ludmilla, who was a guest in one of our former podcasts. She worked for us for a while.
She was helping us out for a while. So yeah, you see some cool stick figures drawn by Ludmilla. Yeah.
So let's jump into this. What activities would you promote for lifestyle English, Ethan, for making English part of your life?
So the activities that we talk about, they cover all aspects of learning a language, which are reading, writing, listening, and speaking. So, you know, first listening is maybe one of the easiest things, but it can have the biggest impact. So you guys are already very well versed in listening to podcasts. You listen to Real Life Radio.
What does well versed mean?
Well versed, that you know something well, that you have a good knowledge of something. But I would also really recommend, if you have a higher level of English, check out also a podcast for native speakers. And then another really great thing to check out is music. It's one of my favorite ways to learn languages. It's how I really started learning French, and also more recently, the most recent language I'm learning is Catalan, and really I started learning it just by listening to music and looking at the lyrics and kind of translating them.
I remember a cool article you wrote where we actually got to hear some of your singing expertise. I think you even sang a Christmas carol, right?
Well, that was actually one on memorization, where I showed that you could use a song that you already know to help you memorize maybe a phrase in English.
Sure. Another great video. We'll make sure we add that to the show notes and the connect the speech transcript.
Yeah, music is great for your cultural understanding and your pronunciation as well. Like, yeah. I think Chad, as he talked about a few podcasts ago, he learned to sing capoeira, which is a Brazilian martial art, and that really helps him with his Portuguese fluency, his pronunciation.
Yeah, does big things to pronunciation, for sure.
And so embarrassing yourself is a really great way to learn a language as well.
Yeah.
I guess if you embarrass yourself, really, you have nothing to fear after that, right?
Yeah. Just get the fear right out on the table.
Awesome, man. What else, what other activities would you recommend to these enthusiastic Real Life Radio listeners?
So for speaking, which is really big, we already talked a little bit about this, meeting people. And I had said before in person, but we also talk about how to meet people online. There's a lot of great websites to help you do this, including the Real Life English Social Network, which, as we said, mm-hmm. we're going to have video chat on there pretty soon. So you'll be able to speak to people right on there.
We've got a big vision for this, guys. Like, you guys have no idea what this is going to be. We're really working hard on this. We've got awesome people working with us, and we're really going to make this into the best website. You can practice your English and connect it to in-person events too.
You might say it's going to be the bee's knees. The bee's knees is just an expression which means that it's really good. I have no idea where that expression comes from. Do you know?
I think it's from like the 50s or 60s in the United States, probably.
Really? I have no idea. Anyway, bee's knees. Sorry, it's Ethan, kind of. Please continue.
So then also just reading, kind of taking whatever you read in your native language, but in English. Something I've made a mistake with this before is, for example, when I started learning French, I thought, oh, I can start reading the news in French, and that way I'll really improve my French reading. But the thing is, in English, I don't even read the news, so I kind of quickly... I kind of quickly realized it's probably not the best tool for me.
Awesome, man. Well, that's great. Any other last gems you'd like to share with us, Ethan, before we finish up this conversation topic?
What is gem?
A gem is a precious stone which you dig out from the earth, but in this case it means it's a very valuable piece of information.
Just putting really simple change you can make, but that can kind of help you learn a lot of new vocabulary and kind of subtle way of learning, is changing your technology to English. So your smartphone, your Facebook, your email, just change everything that has the option to do it in English, change it, and you'll just find that you're learning little things, because most likely on these technologies you don't really have to know what it says to understand it, because you're so used to using it.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of intuitive because you're so accustomed to it. Do you think that anyone has learned English really well from connecting English to their life like this with porn?
here's an interesting,
because I know I've seen some statistics that more than 50% of the internet is used for pornography.
Well, Ethan wrote an article about terms with relationships and terms with sex, right?
Oh yeah, sure.
What was the article about, Ethan?
I think it was 40 ways to say sex.
Okay, well, just looking on our traffic recently, we've been getting a lot of traffic for people like searching for the keyword English sex.
Yeah. Yeah,
sex videos. Sex videos. Because Ethan made a video with this.
Really?
Oh no! It's a video of him talking.
So it seems like a lot of people want to connect English to life through porn. Maybe we can make our next podcast about using porn to help your English.
I mean, the funny thing is that I have some friends here who they don't speak like hardly any English, but they know some like very dirty English vocabulary that I would never teach my students. Because they enjoy watching porn.
Yeah, it's a money shot there, man.
It's a money shot. Nice one. Well, maybe we can leave this for another podcast, and we can really go into full depth about some pornographic terms.
Which maybe a nice 18 plus podcast.
Yeah, make it the 18 plus.
Did you make a podcast about that, Ethan, with Trevor once?
Trevor and I did the one on sex and dating terms, but it wasn't that dirty.
That was PG-13.
It was PG-13, yeah.
Okay, we're going to make the R-18 one.
You had to listen with a parent.
Okay. Well, that'd be strange, wouldn't it? So let's finish up this conversation topic and move on to today's question. I need somebody. All right, so for today's question and super tip, we have Ethan here, also on the subject of connecting your English to your life. Ethan's written a pretty popular article which illustrates some awesome TV series that people have used in the past, and people use a lot for connecting their English to their life, just some good TV series in general, right?
So the article is, it just gives 10 TV shows that I think are excellent for learning English. They're newer TV shows, so maybe some that you haven't heard of, or maybe some that you haven't started watching yet. And they're ones that I recommend a lot to my students. And in addition there, I give you some vocabulary that might help you when watching those TV shows.
Yeah. What's like just one or two of your favorite ones there, mate? What was some of the best, the top of the list for Ethan?
So Game of Thrones for me it's one of the ones that I'm most hooked on.
Yeah, I've never gotten into that one. I mean, I started watching a couple of series, a couple of episodes, but I didn't really get so hooked.
What does hook mean?
I knew you were going to ask me that because you wrote the article about how to use the word hook. Hook means to become addicted to something, to get hooked. Me personally, I prefer watching, if I'm going to watch a TV series, I personally prefer comical TV series. You know, I love Simpsons. I love Family Guy. I love some of this...
How I Met Your Mother?
How I Met Your Mother, sure, yeah.
You wrote an article about that.
It's a good one.
I did write an article about that. Yeah, with Barney.
Yeah. Friends is pretty good.
Friends
is
good
is awesome.
Excellent for language learners.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the show Suits, too.
Suits? Is that like jumpsuits?
Suits. More like suits that they wear on Wall Street.
Is that something to do with like the Wolf of Wall Street?
Well, I mean, it sounds kind of boring, but it's about lawyers. Which was my first thought when a friend of mine told me that I had to watch this show, and I thought, like, I don't really like the law and stuff, but he kept bugging me about watching it, and once I started, after a few episodes, I got completely hooked.
Nice. What do you mean by bugging you? He kept bugging you and bugging you.
He kept annoying me to watch it. He kept insisting.
Yeah, to bug someone, to annoy, to insist, nice.
Yeah.
Great, so this is just some of our personal preference when it comes to TV series, some of the shows that we like. We've actually made a question in the Real Life Forum. If you go to our global platform, our social network, which is online.real www.reallifeglobal.com, you can actually enter into our forum there, and you'll see a question, which is, what TV shows do you use to practice your English? Am I right?
Definitely. Yeah. And there's been a lot of people in there talking about it.
Yeah, so this is a great way for you to go in there, share some of your personal preference, and get some good advice from other people who are doing the same thing as you guys are, some cool TV series. And while you're there, make your profile, try and make some new friends. We're going to have the P2P chat. There's also like a video chat. We're going to be up and running pretty damn soon.
What does up and running mean?
Up and running means it is live and working. It's functioning. It's up and running. So it's going to be up and running soon. And soon it's going to be filled with other English learners and just other people you guys can have exchanges with. Maybe you can even exchange your own native language with a native English speaker.
Yeah, there's a proficiency test on there as well. There's a friend finder, like we mentioned earlier. You can find people from different parts of the world according to their language as well. And just a really great environment for you to connect your English to your life. There's no better way than to make friends, chat, form relationships with people, and really connect with them. It's really going to be really great for your English, really great for your life. And we look forward to seeing you on there.
Yeah, we look forward to chatting with you guys on the platform.
There's also a global chat, which basically is a place where people from all around the world are chatting together.
Yeah, go in there, introduce yourselves, let us know who you are, and we'd love to connect with you guys on the social network. That's online.reallifeglobal.com.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's going to be the bee's knees. Do bees actually have knees? I don't think they do.
I think that's why that expression is funny.
All right, guys, that unfortunately brings this amazing podcast to an end yet again. But don't worry, because we'll be back next week with more Real Life Radio action with the gang. Maybe not Ethan, but me and Justin will be here for sure, right?
Yeah.
And because of that, maybe Ethan, would you like to play us out with a song today on this ever so fabulous podcast?
Yeah, so there's a song that's been pretty popular here called Stolen Dance by Milky Chance. It's really good. And just figured, since we've been talking about prison and sex and porn, that, you know, if you steal something, you might go to jail. And dancing is generally what you do before sex. So we thought it would be appropriate.
Or after.
Milky or Chance, after. Stolen Dance.
Or during. Who knows? Well, that definitely seems like a very relevant song to play out this episode of Real Life Radio. Thanks a lot for being here today, Ethan. It's always a pleasure having you here.
Oh yeah, thanks for being here, guys. Yeah. Also, check out the mini course that Ethan made. You're gonna love it. I know you're gonna love it. I loved it. I share it with my students, and you're gonna share it with your friends.
Oh yeah.
And you guys, since you're our biggest fans, since you're loyal, dedicated fans, we're gonna give you the first access to it before it goes public on Monday. So we'll put a link in the show notes.
Oh yeah, so if you guys want to be the first to check out mini course on how to connect English to your life by Ethan, go to the show notes right now and download that bad boy. Thanks a lot, guys, for being here and listening to the Real Life Radio podcast. And you'll be hearing from us next week.
Take care, guys.
Later, guys. They have stolen from us. I want you, we can bring it on the floor. Never danced like this before. We don't talk about it, dance on. Do the boogie all night long. Stoned in paradise. Shouldn't talk about it. I want you, we can bring it on the floor. Never danced like this before. We don't talk about it, dance on. Do the boogie all night long. Stoned in paradise. Not born.